Hello and welcome. And thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you here for another episode of A Course in Miracles Workbook Lessons. You can find us on blogtalkradio.com/course mastery, the best hour. Or you can also find us on our website, truthought.org. And I'm joined this morning by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
So happy to be here.
Let's join together for a moment of silence before we begin. Let's take a good deep breath. I choose to see my brother's sinlessness. Forgiveness is a choice. I never see my brother as he is, for that is far beyond perception. What I see in him is merely what I wish to see, because it stands for what I want to be the truth. It is to this alone that I respond. However, much I seem to be impelled by outside happenings. I choose to see what I would look upon, and this I see, and only this. My brother's sinlessness shows me that I would look upon my own, and I will see it, having chosen to behold my brother in its holy light.
What could restore your memory to me except to see my brother's sinlessness? His holiness reminds me that he was created one with me and like myself. In him I find myself, and in your son I find the memory of you as well. I choose to see my brother's sinlessness.
And so it is. Let's join together for just another brief moment of silence. At the end of the day, it's a wonderful declaration. I choose to see my brother's sinlessness. Accomplishing it, however, can seem to be a daunting task. We saw the headline on the newspaper page. We saw the news feed on Facebook. We saw evidence and proof that our brothers and sisters are certainly not sinlessness. Their behavior belies their motivations, their actions, and their guilt because we judge it. And we've been doing this and feel quite accomplished at it, because that is the hallmark of the ego's function. Its purpose is to judge and condemn, operating from a foundation, a platform of suffering, sin, and guilt. But this declaration, I choose to see my brother's sinlessness, is a choice. And like any other choice that we've ever made, when I chose to get married, I had no idea what being married really was. But I made the choice and I made the commitment. And I failed and succeeded and failed and succeeded and failed and succeeded and continue to grow in the commitment that I've made, in the choice that I've made. So choosing to see my brother's sinlessness isn't a switch that we flip and suddenly we've got it. Oh yeah, this is cool. No problem. Nothing could be further from my experience, because in my experience, we can flip the switch all right, but the light comes on very dimly at first. And we grope around in the darkness, and the light brightens every time we remember the choice we've made. So the commitment today, the intention today for me in this lesson, is to attempt today to remember the choice I've made. And in that remembrance, I practice joining with my higher self, the Holy Spirit, nothing more than my right mind, and my guides, my angels, my brother Jesus, and anybody else that I can muster in to help me and support me in my commitment to simply help me know the truth. Help me see beyond all appearances. Help me see beyond the appearance of something other than the perfect innocence of my brother and sisters, whoever they are and however they show up in my life today. I choose to see my brother's sinlessness.
And so just like every day, we choose to continue to be married. We choose. We think the choice was only made once, you're right. But no, we choose.
Again and again and again.
Right. And we strengthen the choice by choosing it even when it's difficult, even when it's challenging, even when it feels impossible. And that every time we make it through a difficult moment, still choosing holy relationship, that relationship deepens. My consciousness deepens. My connection with God, with Spirit deepens, and I know myself more deeply. And so this lesson is truly defining what forgiveness is. It's a choice, and it's a choice to see our brother and sister sinless. And therein, we find our own sinlessness. So there have been moments lately when I've forgotten what the heck forgiveness is, or I forget what the heck's the atonement. And, you know, it's this. It's to choose to see sinlessness. And this lesson also makes very clear that we will find what we're looking for. And so then we cultivate a true desire to see this way, because we will find what we're looking for. The eyes of perception will show us fault if we're looking for fault. It will show us betrayal if we're looking for betrayal. If we're looking to prove that our past, however it showed up, and however unconsciously we're doing it, to prove that it was right, we will find it. And so then it becomes a choice daily to choose the kingdom, to choose God, to choose love. That's our desire. That's the vision that pulls us forward to help us through the moments when it's difficult to forgive, when it's difficult to see the sinlessness. Well, you know, I'm going to try. I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to get to my knees. I'm going to turn it over to Spirit, because you know what? I can't, of my own self, I can't see that sinlessness in that person, and really can't see it in myself, boy. But I'm going to offer it because I've also made the decision for love. I've made the decision to come home. I've made the decision for heaven. And so this is how we get there. So the decision's already made. We get what we're looking for. If we look for love, we find love. If we look for fault, we'll find fault. Period, period, period. It's really simple. Today, though, I choose forgiveness. And today, I choose to see my sinlessness by seeing my brother and sister's sinlessness and seeing the sinlessness of the world.
You know, another something I want to share just as you're talking, but just kind of as a fun consideration, metaphoric, is you get married. Okay, you're married. And you say your vows and you make a commitment, a choice, and a declaration to love your partner. So that's wonderful, because you never have to tell them that you love them again. Mm. No. We need to tell each other we love each other continuously. We have to continue to make the choice again and again and again and again to know the commitment that means and end are one.
Yes.
And that's the means to attain the end, is to continue to make the choice, to continue to make the declaration, I love you.
And this is a reminder.
The ring?
The ring is a reminder. Mm-hmm. It's not bondage. It's a reminder of freedom. It's a reminder of a commitment to something greater. Yeah.
So we hope that we can all not be too tough on ourselves if we meet someone in the next few seconds or the next few days, whatever the choice may be, whatever shows up for us, that we forget the choice we've made, that we can remember the choice we've made. And let's call on help. Let's help each other. And let's call on Spirit to help us remember that we have made this choice to see our brother's sinlessness such that we may see our and may see and know our own. And so it is.
And so it is.
God bless you.
I love you.
I love you too. And we love you. Thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us. God bless you. Have a blessed day. And oh yeah, stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I said